with duct tape, spray paint, and a whole lot of folding, USU students like Kayla Arrington are trying to break a world record.
Other people, other groups attempt to break Guinness World Records, and so in the spirit of that, we are doing this with a cardboard fort.
And in the spirit of Utah State University, they've chosen Old Main as their sculpture subject. Kelby Peterson, a team member, has possibly the most prominent job.
I have been helping build boxes, especially the big tower to represent the A on Old Main.
Trying to beat the current record height of 6 feet, Arrington said the biggest obstacle has come with the weather.
The hardest part of this whole process has been the wind.
As one of the builders, Peterson said she couldn't agree more.
Well, starting the morning, it was just really windy. We couldn't get anything done. And then we started getting our walls up pretty high, and the wind just came through and knocked them down.
No, it's not working.
We've rebuilt them about 30 or so times today, and it's been quite an adventure to see them. The little kids have gotten theirs covered in boxes, and it's just so adorable.
Starting at 5 in the morning and working straight through the day, their effort can be summed up in one little number provided by a surveyor.
What I did is just took a perimeter and used that to calculate your square footage.
Okay.
So it's 4,907.74 square feet. Okay.
But even with the final total, the team doesn't know yet if they're the new victors.
Guinness is very vague with their requirements, like just looking through their paperwork, so I honestly don't know. But we're going to do our darndest and send a packet, and even if not, ultimately this project is so much in just the spirit of Utah State. Just trying for the heck of it and having fun, which is everybody who's been helping out, they've had so much fun today. So either way, mission is accomplished.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.